A good night of Shabbos. Okay, we're just a few hours away from Shabbos, Parshas Tetzaveh. I'll share with you a quick thought. These few weeks, we're learning about the different building specs for the sanctuary. This week, Parshas Tetzaveh, we're focused more on the clothing, the uniforms of the Kehanim. One of the eight garments that the Kohen Gadol wore was called a Choshen. A Choshen is a breastplate. It's this gold grid with jewels in it. And inside of it, it had a parchment with Hashem's name, and it actually would answer questions, and they would ask it questions, and it would light up. There were letters on the jewels, engraved on the jewels in the grid of the breastplate, and it was like sort of like this computer that would prophetically answer questions. But in the second temple, interestingly, they didn't have that parchment inside, so it didn't have that function. Now, he had to wear it still because it's part of the eight garments, and he has to wear his full uniform, but it was more just decoration at that point. It didn't really function, which is interesting. It's sort of like, I forgive the crude analogy, but like imagine you have a computer and you take the circuit board out. So the computer still looks like a computer, but it doesn't have the stuff inside of it that makes it work. And it's interesting, this Choshen, the second temple Choshen, that looks like a Choshen but doesn't work like a Choshen, the jewels don't light up and it doesn't give answers and it doesn't reveal prophecy, it's sort of a metaphor for the entire exile, where you have a world, looks like a world superficially, but it's not lighting up, so to speak. It's not revealing the truth the way that it should. Really, the whole world should speak to us and communicate divine messages to us at all time. So that broken Choshen of the second temple is sort of like a symbol for what Galus is in general. And it's interesting, the word Choshen is the same letters as Nachash. Nachash is the snake. He caused exile in the world. The snake caused exile by leading Adam and Chava to the Chet Eitz Hadas, where they consume from the tree of knowledge. And since then, we've always been sort of grappling with this this problem of ego, which separates us from divine consciousness. And in the end, we're going to get it all resolved, and we're going to be able to have both. We'll have our personal consciousness and divine consciousness together, harmonized, and that's going to be through Mashiach. Interestingly, Mashiach is the same gematria, the same numerical value as Nachash and Choshen. So that's really the story of the whole world in three words, is that the Nachash came and caused there to be a broken Choshen, but Mashiach will come and reinstate it so the letters light up again. And I don't just mean the letters of the Choshen, I mean the whole world. We'll be able to look at the world and see God talking to us. Good Shabbos.